Casey Gerald stood at the podium during Harvard Business School's 2014 class day and gave what one commentator later referred to as the most stirring speech ever by an MBA. Gerald, the student speaker for his graduating class, recalled how he'd come to the world's best-known business school in Boston, Massachusetts, with the simple goal of getting his MBA and using it the way the New York Times described it in 1978, as a golden passport to the good life. But here he was on the cusp of graduation, and he'd concluded that the good life could wait. Unlike so many of his peers, Gerald wasn't taking a job at a private equity firm for $175,000 a year. Instead, he and three classmates were launching a nonprofit startup called MBAs Across America, with the aim of putting energetic and idealistic MBAs, such as themselves, together with mission-driven businesses across the United States. His final words were a rousing ratification of HBS's claim to educate leaders who make a difference in the world. An impassioned Gerald beseeched his classmates, "In your hands, as well as mine, lies the hope for a new generation of business leaders in which each of us becomes a pioneer, in which each of us decides to travel unknown roads in search of unsolved challenges, in which each of us commits our time and talent, not just to the treasures of today, but to the frontier of tomorrow, where new dreams and new hopes and new possibilities are waiting for us to pull them from the darkness. Yes, we have more work to do, hard work, frightening work, uncertain work, unending work, work that may test us, work that may defeat us, but work on which the whole world depends. The time is short and the odds are long, but I believe that we are ready nonetheless. With the love of those who raised us, with the lessons of those who taught us, with the strength of those who stand beside us as we face what lies ahead, I say, let us begin." The 18-minute speech has been viewed more than 200,000 times, certifiably viral, at least as far as business school class day videos are concerned. It was also timely, at least as far as HBS was concerned. Long regarded with reverence and skepticism in equal measure, in 2014, the school was in need of a love poem like the one Gerald had just written to it. In the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, it had endured the latest of its periodic raking over the coals in the media, which had specifically accused it of grooming the kinds of behaviors that had brought the global economy to the brink. And suddenly, here was Gerald, who had entered HBS with an eye on his own wants but had emerged with an eye on others' needs. He is a handsome man, reeking of leadership qualities, and his face quickly found its way onto both the cover of Fast Company magazine and HBS fundraising posters. He became a poster boy, literally, for the idea that capitalism really can be a force for good. Products like Casey Gerald, it is a business school after all, allow Harvard Business School to claim with a straight face that it is developing leaders who will make a difference in the world. It can look its naysayers in the eye and say that it isn't just about the money. It can trumpet its dedication to diversity, too. Gerald's ambitions were made even more remarkable and marketable by HBS, given his personal narrative, an African-American who was raised by his grandmother in the down-at-its-heels Dallas neighborhood of Oak Cliff. Sure, he had arrived at HBS via Yale, but the point still stands. He isn't the typical Harvard MBA, at least not the type that exists in the public imagination. And it can assert that it is delivering on a self-imposed mandate that it has doggedly reiterated over the years, one that was expressed by its dean in the early 1930s, as follows. "In training a student for a career in business, this school has aimed to stress in all its work the responsibility of business to the community as a whole." Less publicly, it can also take pride in the fact that Casey Gerald's speech was convincing, because that's another thing that Harvard Business School sells. A form of rhetoric. Watch the speech and you'll find it hard not to root for Gerald. You might even be ready to believe that the place does impart more than just the secret password to the Club of the Chosen, things like values and a social conscience. It's not really up for debate whether HBS grads are highly likely to end up both comically wealthy and immensely powerful, but the example of Casey Gerald can be put forth as living proof that they really do intend to use that power for the good of us all. And yet, talk to Casey Gerald a few years later, and he'll tell you that if that's the message you took away from his speech, then you are mistaken. "Yes," he says, "there are many people at HBS, both students and faculty, who truly put the interests of others ahead of, or at least on par with, their own, but there's still a distinct minority at the school,